Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Kim Meadows, and I work at Lifeway Christian Store, and I've been there for about 6 months. But I've worked in retail for a long time. Don't like to say my age, but I'm middle-aged, and I live in Chesterfield, Virginia, and I've lived in the Richmond area for most of my life.
Okay, can you tell me where this bookstore is specifically located? I know it's in the Chesterfield area, but can you give a little bit more detail?
It is off of a main road in Chesterfield County called Hull Street. It's in a shopping area. The shopping area is called Commonwealth 20, and we are in a small strip mall that's by a big movie theater.
Okay, so would you say it's in kind of like a suburb area or more in the city?
It's definitely a suburb. There are a lot of housing. There are a lot of neighborhoods that are around this area.
Okay, you said it was, do they sell more than just books there, or is it mostly just books?
Well, yeah, they sell a lot of books there, but it's like a lot of bookstores now where they also have like clothing, DVDs, and other, videos, other items that you can buy there, even jewelry.
Okay. What job do you specifically do here?
Well, usually when I work, I'm working with one of the managers. I'm just considered a customer service person, and I'm either working on the floor helping customers, or I work sometimes checking them out when they buy things. And then we also have all kinds of other jobs like stocking, merchandising, setting up displays, things like that. But mainly it's just customer service. That's my main job.
Okay, why did you choose to work at a bookstore?
Well, I have a long history of working in retail shops, and I knew somebody that worked at Lifeway Christian, and there was a time in my life where I was reading a couple Christian fiction books a week. I had so many Christian fiction books, it was ridiculous. And I would come in there all the time, and I don't know, I just liked the environment, and I made a friend there. And when a job came open, and because I had experience working retail, I took the position.
Are you glad you took the decision?
Yes, I definitely like it. I like the people, and I like a lot of the customers that come in are so, I just like helping them. There are a lot of really nice people that come in the store.
Okay. Why did you choose to work at a bookstore? Oh, I'm so sorry. I just asked that.
Okay.
How would you describe your average day at work?
Well, it kind of varies because sometimes we're really slow and there's not much to do. So we do things like I had mentioned before, like we do merchandising, we clean up, we set up displays, we get a lot of shipments of books and other items that we set up in the store. So sometimes it's really slow and we have to, do jobs like that. And then other times it's really busy where we're just constantly helping customers. It's especially busy now, as Christmas is getting closer.
So which group of people mostly come to purchase books? Like, age group, maybe like gender?
I would say female adults would be most, I would say would be the number one population. We also get a lot of parents that come in and purchase books for their kids, but adult females would be that's the most traffic that we get in the store.
Okay, what kind of books would you say that the adult females are buying mostly?
Christian fiction. That's a big seller, and we also have a lot of self-help books or topic books, like books on depression, biblical perspectives of depression, help with marriage, books about, marriage and helping people with having a better marriage, things like that.
Okay. Have you noticed any changes in purchasing trends while you've been there?
Definitely near the holidays, especially Christmas, Easter. You tend to be a lot busier and slower in the summertime.
Okay. Do you see people ever, like, do people buy gift cards there? Like, do you have gift cards
Yeah.
there?
Yeah. We have gift put there. We also put out flyers like once a month where people that come into the store get mailed coupons. So that helps bring people in the store as well.
Okay. Has business decreased at all? Well, I know you've only been working there for 6 months, but has business decreased at all as audiobooks and Kindles have become more popular? Or has Lifeway Christian Stores added like more modern ways to read books?
Well, because I have been there 6 months, I haven't really seen a change in what people are buying. Some people order things, but then, like I said, we have like a kids section where there's stuffed animals, toys, kids books. So we sell other things just, besides the books that people come into the store for. We have things that hang on walls. We have items that people can buy for their churches. So we have other things that we sell that bring people into the store.
Okay. Well, then let me change the question a little bit. Since you've only been working there for 6 months, I guess just in your life, have you noticed a change, a switch over to audiobooks, to Kindles? Like, do you personally, do you have a Kindle? Like, do you read online? Like, how do you, have you changed at all?
Well, are you asking me, can you say that one more time?
I guess I'm asking you specifically, since you've only been working there for 6 months, so I guess you wouldn't have seen a change. But specifically, have you yourself, since obviously you do enjoy reading since you work at a bookstore, and you said that you've purchased books for a long time, like, have you switched over to reading listening to audiobooks or reading like on a Kindle or some electronic way?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm the type of person that loves to have a book in my hand, and I don't enjoy doing it on my phone or on a Kindle or anything. And I feel like a lot of people are still like that. They like to come into the store, they like to look at the book, mm-hmm. And they like to carry it out. But then I also know a good amount of people that really enjoy, reading something electronically. So I just feel like there's more people that like to just have that book in their hand than, read books electronically. So it's just your personal preference.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. What would you say, we already touched on this a little bit, but what would you say is the most popular genre of books at Lifeway Christian?
Well, I could just say Christian books, but are you just saying, like, fiction or nonfiction?
Fiction, nonfiction, I don't know, whatever. I don't know specifically all the books that you would sell there.
Yeah, well, when you first walk in the store, the first thing that you see is a bunch of fiction books and, like, the top 10 bestsellers. So I think that does sell a lot of books, and people are interested in that, but we also have, the top 10 nonfiction books.
Okay.
So, but I do think that we sell a lot of the top 10 fiction books.
Okay. Well, I know that being a Christian store would definitely set you apart from most other bookstores just because it's obviously a lot more specific. Would you still say that you get a lot of customers, even though you're a very specific bookstore?
Yeah, because people come in and they come in to get gifts for other people, or there's something specific that they're looking for, or they're just, like I said, we sell a lot of different things, especially closer to Christmas time, that individuals may be interested in buying more than just, looking at the books.
Okay. So I guess I don't know specifically because I haven't heard of another one, but is Lifeway Christian a chain? Is it a franchise?
It is.
It is? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, but the store that I work in is pretty small.
Okay.
So it kind of just feels like a little private shop, but it is a chain.
So do you think that although it is a chain, since it's smaller, like, do you see a difference? Since I'm sure you've been in large bookstores, such as, like...
Yeah, I definitely think that there's a big difference than if you would go somewhere like a Books A Million or Barnes & Noble. I just feel like our store feels more homey, and then you get a lot of regular customers that you get to know, and the store isn't just so giant that you really get to know the merchandise that's in there, whereas I think if you were in a really big store, it would be hard to know as much about what you're selling or what's in the store.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. Does the bookstore have books or genres that are specific to the location? I know that, I guess for a bookstore that is not specific to a religion would have more of these books, but I mean, like, specific to the Chesterfield and Richmond area, do you have any books that are, I guess, I don't know, surrounding the history of the area or any, like, local authors or anything like that?
Well, sometimes there's local authors or books written about this area, but we don't have that as much as, like, a big bookstore would have.
Okay.
You know, they probably have, specific, you know, book sections about Virginia or certain parts of Virginia, and we don't have that at our location.
Okay. Out of curiosity, do you have, books about history and science?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have more than just, like, fiction and nonfiction?
Right.
Okay. Have you had any negative experiences while working at this bookstore? I'm sure you've had some. I'm sure customers are not always the easiest to deal with, but have you ever had any specific bad experiences that you'd like to share?
I can't think of anything really specific, but it is frustrating when you're trying to help somebody and they're being really rude to you or just talking, you know, ugly to you. And I think sometimes when you're in customer service, people don't always treat you respectfully, I guess would be the right word. So that doesn't happen a lot, but it has happened a couple times.
Okay. And how has working at a bookstore benefited you? Obviously having a job benefits you, but besides that, how has working at a bookstore benefited you outside of just obviously providing you and providing for your family?
Sure. Well, I just think that it's been a good experience because the people that I work with I really like, and it is valuable, you know, earning an income, and I'm really doing something that I enjoy because I really enjoy reading, and I just like to get to know I just like talking to people, so I enjoy, you know, the customers that come in, and I get to meet on a daily basis. But it's just, to me, it's a fun job.
That's good. Do you get any, I'm assuming you get some sort of discount, which is definitely a plus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You just got to be careful not to use your whole paycheck on things that you want to buy in the store.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add about working in a bookstore?
I can't think of anything unless you have a specific question.
Maybe, like, some advice for somebody that was looking to work in a bookstore?
Some advice. I think if you want to work in a bookstore and you really like books, that you should just do it. It's a fun job. If that's something that, you know, if reading is your passion, I think it would be a really fun job to do.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I have any more questions. What about, I'm sure you've had a lot of experiences going to the library. I know, especially when I was younger, I went to the library a lot, and I'm sure you did too.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that, What would, like, some differences be between just going to the library and being able to just go to the bookstore? Obviously the library's free, but...
Right. Well, I just think, like, if you come to our store, we just have more specific books, you know, that if you're looking for a special topic or if you know you're looking for Christian fiction, then it's the place that you would want to go.
Okay.
Can you hold on? I'm sorry. Hold on for 1 second. Hey, KK. I'm back.
Okay, hi.
Hello? Oh, hi.
So those are actually all the questions that I have, but I can't think of anything else I would want to ask you, but thank you so much for giving me your time tonight. I know that you're at work, so... I really appreciate it.
Well, it was my pleasure, and it was very nice talking to you, and I hope that I helped you with your project, and tonight's one of those nights where we, like, after a certain time, we just haven't been busy, so I'm really happy that I can help you.
Thanks so much. I really, really appreciate it. I hope you have a nice night. Nice talking to you.
I hope you have a nice night, too. Take care.
Bye.
All right, bye.